Good chap for Mishnah 2. Lulav Shiva Kate said, how was the Lulav take? What case was the Lulav taken for 7 days? And this is obviously talking about in those days in the where they took it even, you know, on Shabbos. We'll see. But I mean, this doesn't apply today. So you've got to forget about what we do today. And this is talking about in temple times. It says, the Mishnah Yom Tov Arishon Shechalios B'Shabbos Lulav Shiva. If the first day of the festival was Shabbos, right? Then they would take the Lulav and Esrog anyway. Even though it was Shabbos, they would take it anyway. And why? Because we mentioned previously that on the first day, there was a mitzvah in the temple precinct, and also a mitzvah wherever you were on the first day of the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog on the first day was a Torah commandment wherever you were. And the rabbis didn't want to override that. They didn't want to prevent that from happening. So they never instituted a decree if the first day of Yom Tov was Shabbos. But if Shabbos fell on any other day of the festival, then Shisha, then they wouldn't take it on Shabbos. And on any other day of the festival in those days, they would only take it anyway in the temple precinct. That's the only place where people were waving their Lulav and Esrog if they were inside the temple precinct. And they weren't waving it anywhere else. And for those people in the temple precinct, the sages instituted a decree that if it was Shabbos, they weren't to wave the Lulav and Esrog. And why? Because we mentioned before, they were worried people would walk through the public domain with their Lulav and Esrog, and they would come to carry the Lulav and Esrog in the public domain. So they instituted it, if it was Shabbos, on any of the other 6 days of the festival, you didn't take the Lulav and Esrog. But if it was the first day when across the board people were taking the Lulav and Esrog, was a Torah commandment, so rabbis didn't want to institute it there because it was a Torah commandment everywhere. It was a much bigger kind of thing. So they didn't want to override that. Today, obviously, as we've mentioned, we don't take the Lulav and Esrog even on whatever day Shabbos falls. Even if it's the first day, we don't take the Lulav and Esrog for different reasons. But so it's changed. Since this is talking about temple times, it's changed in today's times.